Hello, hello. Welcome back to Real Talk with Reagan. I am so excited for this episode. It's like a real feel jerker. What I mean by that is we're working through money shame and how to move through, in quotation marks, bad investments, and really how to kind of work through the shame that we have around money so you can make more money. And this topic is going to be like the real talk, because it really goes to the core of some wounds that we have when we talk about releasing shame around money. But it's so beautiful, because what this does is it gets us back on the right track when it comes to making money. It actually will allow you to make money faster if you move through the shame. So I'm just going to jump into this podcast because I have a lot I want to talk about when it comes to this topic of a bad investment and money shame. Especially around debt accumulated and really how to release that and move forward. So we'll catch up in the next episode. Hello, and welcome to the Real Talk with Reagan podcast. I'm your host, Reagan. This is the podcast where I'm going to get really honest about how to grow a profitable online business and share the raw truth of what goes behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. I went from wondering, is this what life is all about as an employee, to CEO of my own company, and was able to replace my paycheck within the first year of business. This show is for the online business owner who is ready to learn not only the strategy, but the mindset of what it takes to grow your legacy as a CEO. I'm so happy you are here. Now let's dive into this episode. Money shame was like one of the biggest things I had to work through when I came into coaching. Isn't coaching so funny? Isn't being an entrepreneur so funny? One day you are trying to sell your one-on-one coaching, and then a year later you're crying on a Zoom call with your coach and in therapy because you carry so much shame around money. And I've gotten coaching, and I have coached people on this countless times. And for me personally, it is like a weekly maintenance that I have to keep up with when it comes to not allowing myself to be in this shame for more than, 24, 48 hours, right? So before we get into like the bulk of the episode, let's talk about what this shame looks like by really identifying what the definition of shame is. So shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. So let's let that like simmer, okay? So shame comes into play when we think we have done something foolish, or when we're humiliated by our actions, okay? So I believe shame is rooted in a lot. So conditioning, culture, and thoughts that we never ever got to deal with. And I also believe it lives in our body through experiences, right? So shame is normal, okay? Shame is normal to feel, and it doesn't make you weird or dumb or emotional or overreactive to feel shame. This is a very natural feeling, but what I really want to focus on is how to move through shame so it doesn't stop you from growing this coaching business, because shame could get in anyone's way and slow them down and keep them from moving. I believe that shame is the biggest emotion and trauma response and feeling attached to money, especially as we get into coaching, especially as we spend at new levels, especially as we receive money at new levels, especially as we, have to take calculated risk to get our business started. So when we think about this in business, I see that there are two big areas. There is money shame, and I see this specifically around debt, where you think you should be by now, and then how to utilize certain capital to grow your business. And then there is investment shame, right? Specifically around spending and feeling like, you didn't get your ROI back, or whatever that looks like, or you feel like you didn't do enough inside of the container, so forth and so on. So this is what I call a shameful spiderweb, right? We, and you are the fly right now, and the spiderweb is literally the shame, and it has you all wrapped up into it. So shame literally looks like a couple of things. I'm going to name about 10 things, I think, around what the shame looks like. So feeling like if anyone were to find out that you were struggling behind the scenes with money, and that makes you feel like a fraud as a coach because you feel like you should be making more money, feeling shitty about having credit card debt. There are so many shameful thoughts attached to debt. Feeling shame around investing in coaching programs when you didn't get the ROI, or you feel like you didn't show up in the way you wanted to show up, or you feel resentful that you went with this program instead of the other program. Believing that you are the problem and that there's something wrong with you because you didn't make money back, or you put the money on the credit card, or you took out the savings. Speaking of savings, like utilizing savings or going through your savings creates a lot of shame. Feeling like your ability to create money is tied with your expertise. So a lot of imposter syndrome. Feeling like you let your family down. Feeling like money is hard to come by for you. Feeling like it's taking too long to make money, that you should be farther along by now. Feeling like you aren't a CEO if you have a full-time job, or have to go back to a job, or hold down a part-time job as you build your business, or rely on a partner. And that's just to name a few. Like, these were just off the top of my head, quite literally. So the shame really runs deep, right? And I think money shame is one of the most difficult shames to work through because it feels so personal, okay? Shame with money feels personal because in this society, we think money has everything to do with like our character, with our who we are as like a person, who we are at the core of it. So shame feels like we did it to ourselves when it comes to money. And it really bleeds into all the emotions of regret and resentment and feeling like honestly a low-key self-hatred towards ourselves because of the decisions that we made. Because if we were just smarter in this situation, if we just didn't take the risk, if we just didn't XYZ, then we would be in a better space, right? So if you're like, damn, Reagan is like reading my diary right now. I just want to say I basically am, because it used to be my diary and sometimes still is. Again, that's why I say I do weekly maintenance around money shame. So like, what do, right? The only way to make more money is to move through these shitty emotions. So making money from a place of shame really looks like making money from an energy to prove to yourself that A, you are worthy to have it or spend it again, right? Or B, it looks like trying to undo mistakes. Like, if I can just make enough money, then the past has a better story, right? But this makes it very hard to make money because all the energy, shame, and self-judgment that is attached to it. So I'm going to use an example of like a theme I see in the online space. Like this, I literally made this up. This is not a client. This is not me. But this is literally what I see happens all the time in this industry. So you see a program you love, you take a chance on yourself, and you invest, okay? I say chance on purpose because you think this is a chance and a risk. Okay. We'll talk about that later, but let's say this program is $5,000 and it's 12 weeks. And in that program, you don't make the $5,000 back and you start to freak out because you've used your credit card, let's say. Okay. So then you're in this place of, holy shit, I gotta make money. Then you go into like, I gotta get out of debt. I gotta build up my savings again. And so you settle for two courses that promise you millions of dollars, and then you spend another $3,000, let's say. But you make no money again, or you only make $1,000 or $2,000. So at this point, you are $8,000 in debt or $7,000 in debt, or you've utilized other money that you feel guilty about spending, right? Maybe savings, 401k, utilizing a business loan, etc. And so what is happening is the shame has stacked on top of shame on top of shame, right? This shame is now your driving emotion. So now your business is ran completely from emotion and try to eradicate the shame. So it puts you in overdrive, okay? You're scrambling to launch things. You try to create another offer. You go crazy with your marketing. All of a sudden, you have five channels of marketing. And what is really happening behind the scenes is you are having tons of mindset spirals. So your action is in overdrive, trying to make up for the money that is quote unquote lost. And then behind the scenes, there's a lot of spiraling going on, right? You start to second guess your ability to coach. You start to second guess your ability to sign clients and make money. Imposter syndrome is met at every decision that you make. There's always this voice in the back of your head, like, is something wrong with me? Why did I do this to myself? Maybe I'm not good at this, et cetera, et cetera. We all know what imposter syndrome feels like, okay? You feel like you can't ever invest again or can't invest until credit score is back up, debt is paid off, savings are unlocked, until you feel like you're at this perfect place with money. And you feel resentful when you look at your credit card. You hate Instagram at this point, and you feel so weird around selling. And then all of a sudden you stop seeing results altogether. This shit sucks, okay? When you're in this stuff, you are really in like a pond of misery, right? And let me tell you, I have been there. I've had clients that have been there. Like, you are not alone, okay? But what happens is this stage is very critical. And most of the time, we go and make ourselves very, very, very small, okay? Shame's secret weapon is making us small, right? Because that is how the brain keeps you in comfortable decision making, okay? We are usually in some type of trauma response, right? We're in and out of flight, freeze, fawn, or flight, right? And we are beyond dysregulated. And when we are dysregulated, it is so hard to think clearly and make decisions like a CEO. It's hard to act clearly and act like a CEO. And it's hard to see the vision of where we are going. And we are about 10 feet under at this point when it comes to being in a mindset spiral. And this time, our reality really does reflect what the money shame means about us, what we have said it means about us, our business, and who we are as a person, right? And this shame snowball is really in effect, right? If you think about an avalanche at the very top of the mountain, right? As it goes down the mountain, it picks up speed and gets bigger. That's exactly what shame is around money and investing and debt and where you should be. And by the end of the mountain, it demolishes shit, right? And at this point, you truly believe that you are your circumstance, okay? You really believe that you are what the shame is telling you on a repeat basis in your head. So I want to say that again. At this point, you believe everything that is coming through your mind about yourself to be true when it comes to money and debt and where you should be, right? And that's when shame has the most power. Again, shame is very natural. A lot of us have shame. But when shame has the power is when we believe everything we think about ourselves and money to be true without questioning, without regulation, without really knowing how to move from it. Right? And we really begin to believe that we are a shitty coach, and then we believe that we're bad with money, and then we believe that we are foolish, right? This will tank your self-trust more than anything in this world. And at this point, you don't even trust yourself at all, because all your thoughts and then your reality looks like, why did I do this? Why did I invest? Why did I leave my job? The biggest thing that you need to know right now, if you're in this place, is shame is creating the identity for you rather than you creating the identity in a person who trusts themselves. So let's take a deep breath and give ourselves what we need in this moment. Maybe it's understanding, maybe it's a tear, maybe it's a hug, like whatever you need to give yourself, I want you to give yourself, right? Because we don't know until we know. And that's why I love this podcast, to give people like something to ground into, some perspective, okay? So I want you to hear this right now. You are not this shame, okay? Your thoughts, your credit card statement, your savings, where you think you should be, doesn't say anything about you as a CEO, where you're going, and what you're capable of in this lifetime, right? And that is what we have to get to this place. So how do we get to this belief? I'm literally going to take you through my 4-part process. Actually, it's more than 4. It's 5, okay? So 1, you have to let yourself feel the shame. The only way through it is to feel it, okay? Shame has no place when you bring it to light. And you can do this with yourself and your journal. But what I would really recommend is finding someone you trust to move through it with, okay? Your partner, your coach, your best friend, me, right? Someone who's not going to judge you, but will allow you to speak what is on your heart. I've had so many shame cries with Austin, my mom, and my coach. Like, I just get into this place where I can be unfiltered. I can say any shitty thought that I have about myself, where I think I'm going, the money, whatever. And when you allow yourself to be in a room and in a safe space, very safe, do not go to your partner if your partner doesn't even understand your business and gives you shit about it, right? You got to make sure this is a safe space. And allow yourself the room to say all the shit you've been wanting to hide. Shame disappears when it's in the light. But right now, a lot of your shame is sitting in the dark. Bring it to light, okay? Right after this, I would regulate yourself, okay? Go on a walk, listen to your favorite song, watch a movie, go to Target, sit in the sun, go get coffee, dance it out, I was gonna say something dirty, but I'll just keep moving. Okay, my bad. All right. The next part is the most transformative part of this. Okay, so we've brought it to light. You kind of regulated yourself. Now we have to question our thoughts and disprove each of them. Okay, this is the most powerful inside of a one-on-one coaching container with me, where we can really begin to question the thoughts you have and rewrite them. So, for example, if you had some shame around debt, I would ask you questions like, what is the difference between paying off your car versus paying off your credit card that you use to start your business? What if debt was just a choice to pay something off over time? What if debt was the best capital that set your business off? What if it was an actual blessing because it's what started your business, right? Do you believe you'll have this debt in 5 years? Right? Really begin to question this. And then one by one, we just question these thoughts so that the shame can begin to dissipate. Again, you really want to get inside of my one-on-one coaching because it is imperative for the questioning to be the best suited for you, the honest route to your issues, and closing the gap, right? And it is really imperative to really have space so that you can work through this. But I want to give you the best question to start with. Is this ultimately true? So any shame you have around investing, any shame you have around debt, any shame you have around pulling out money, any shame you have of where you think you should be by now, begin to question it, right? And when we question, what we do is we rewrite the stories of what we did in the past when it came to decision making. Okay, the next part is manage your mind and nervous system. The reason all this feels so raw is because your brain is always managing you if you're not on top of managing it. A mismanaged brain is a brain that is going to make it very hard to build self-trust and to make more money as a coach. Okay, this is huge. That's why the pillar of my coaching is developing self-trust. And we develop self-trust when we manage our mind and we create a rule book, right? And what we're talking about is managing your mind in this podcast, okay? So the 5th part is allow the right support in again. You are not meant to do this alone. And actually building a business is going to take way more support than you ever anticipated. Okay. Now, this is going to be hard for some of you guys, and it's going to feel like, but how do I invest? And this is where you want to manage your brain even more and rebuild your truth around investing and spending money. But you do want to make sure you are investing in the right support for you. Some of you are on this strategy train all day, every day, but what you need is support like mine, where we incorporate not only sales and marketing, but also fixing the root issue when it comes to the identity of someone who trusts themselves. The crazy, but not so crazy thing is the solution around making money. Okay. I'm going to say that again. The crazy, but not so crazy thing is this is the solution around making more money in your business. Want to sign more clients? Work through money shame. Want to take your business full time? Work through money shame. Want to be an in-demand coach? Work through money shame. When money shame is present, that means safety's out the window. However, safety was never ever supposed to be found in money. That is not money's job, okay? Money is meant to be received, spent, and saved. It's supposed to flow through you. Yes, you need money to be a safe person, right? And I've talked about this in almost all my podcasts, right? You have to have all your needs met by money. But it was never the money that met your needs. It was you that met your needs by showing up to the job, right? And so again, money is meant to be received, spent, and saved, and it's supposed to flow through you. Money cannot flow through you when you are full of shame and in the weeds of control, okay? And when I mean by weeds of control, I mean you trying to control everything, okay? That's why in my one-on-one coaching, I really emphasize building yourself on self-trust, because when you are in the foundation and rooted in self-trust, you are your own safety rather than money. Okay. Your money making isn't up to fate or chance. It is yours because you have your own process for it. That's why we build what I call a self-trust resume of money making, so that you can never believe that making money's up for a chance. And you understand that you are the creator and leader of your money versus money being the thing that you feel like you have to buckle down to. Okay. Shame cannot be in the conversation when self-trust is the driver's seat. Once the shame is lifted, the brain is managed, the self-trust resume has a time period to get built with the process, then the self-trust is activated, and then you start to make money again, and you start to find your rhythm because your energy is in this place of abundance and trust rather than guilt and shame. You begin to break apart what you think your money story is around being irresponsible or being behind, and you begin to rebuild it with trust as the lens, not shame. And this is the best money making ish you could do right now. Okay. And if you're ready to make money in a space where the trust is in you, not your coach, not the Instagram algorithm, not in, you know, what is it going to look like in 6 months, right? But in your own process and your own trust, you need to get into my one-on-one coaching. This is the right investment for you. I know that because once I worked through this with my clients and once I did for the work for myself, all the results started flowing in. I've had clients' results where we go from $0 to $13,000 in 12 weeks once we got rid of money shame. I'm talking about selling top tier packages. I'm talking from 4 clients to 9 clients. I'm talking from never having a client to then being approached and paid to be a paid speaker. I'm talking pivoting into new niches, signing their first clients, hosting a collaboration series, getting 20 spots in a membership, quitting their jobs. I've had several clients quit their jobs, being booked out with a wait list. This is like a very normal thing for my clients. And y'all, I have an entire highlight dedicated on Instagram with the results. So if you want to see the results, go right ahead, right? If you are wanting to take action and to be in a different space, if you're wanting to learn how I will help you sign 4-figure clients by combining self-trust framework and my simple sales strategy, you can book a free sales call with me below by applying. The application is in the show notes. This is the coaching to be in if you're ready to work through money shame and make more money by closing the gaps in your ability to trust yourself, by building a repeatable process, by building a business that is simple and that you enjoy running, and by signing clients consistently. This happens inside of my one-on-one coaching. So, application is below. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram at _REGANstorm. Just send me a message. I hope this was so helpful, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk with Reagan. I hope you are taking what you are learning in these episodes and putting it to work so you can sign consistent clients and replace that paycheck. Now, before you go, I have something special for you. There is a freebie in my show notes, and you are going to want to download it ASAP. I am giving you 3 fail-proof steps to create your first 4 figures as a coach. Yep, you heard that right. Inside of this free training, I'm covering the 3 steps that if you implement it in your business, you can make your first $1,000 in your coaching business and beyond. Now, one last favor. If you love this podcast, share this knowledge with others by either sharing my podcast on your social media and tagging me, or by leaving a positive review so that Apple boosts this podcast for others to see it and learn from it and also grow their business. Okay, I'll see you next week where we dive into more realness around creating a profitable coaching business.